So I mentioned that we use the CDC's toolkit to conduct our validation. However, we chose to adapt all the forms within the toolkit to using REDCap to actually conduct our validation project. So for some background about REDCap, it stands for Research Electronic Data Capture. It's a secure web application for building and managing online surveys and databases, and it's developed and maintained by Vanderbilt University. A great feature is that it's available at no charge. However, there is cost associated with the infrastructure to actually support REDCap within your state. And there's a link for more information if you're interested. So I'm going to briefly walk through our process on how we used REDCap to do this. When you build a REDCap project, there's a point-and-click interface that's pretty simple to learn and use. So here's just an example of how you can kind of click around to add a new field and customize that. There's also a CSV file interface you can use to add or edit fields and forms, and that's really great if you're trying to add a lot of fields at the same time that are repetitive. This is what it looks like to add a new field. You have several different field type options, short text, long text, I mean, anything you can imagine here. What's a really great feature about REDCap is that there's a lot of validation that you can build in. So for example, here I've selected a text box, but I can be more specific. Am I talking about a number? Do I want a date? And then once you select what type of data you want to collect, you can even put in appropriate ranges for that value. So, you know, if someone was going in and they selected a date that was outside of our six-month window that we were looking at for our project, they would be immediately informed of that. So I think that really improved our data quality for the project. So a little bit about how we structured this project. We had two major components, and REDCap calls these components arms. So we had a facility information arm, and that housed all the forms and information that were gathered at a facility level. And then the second was a patient information arm, and this essentially just had all the forms that were associated with the actual record review. And just as a note, all those, each patient, patient level data was associated back with a facility in that facility arm. Another great feature about REDCap is that you can create online surveys, and data is captured securely, and you can not only enter information and answer a survey, but you can upload files, which was really helpful. So we use this feature, those patient lists I was discussing in my last presentation. We sent out each facility an email with a unique link to their survey where they could upload those documents to us. I think this was great for a lot of ways. We didn't have to deal with faxes coming in and actually collecting and managing all those paper records, but it also encouraged facilities to actually send us electronic format instead of like handwritten or, you know, scanned multiple times line lists, because we wanted these in electronic format to actually use. So once we got that list of patient records, we pulled them into SAS and we analyzed them in SAS to identify which patients we were actually wanted to review. And then we were able to use SAS to generate a CSV file that we could upload into REDCap. So this is another really great feature. We didn't have to individually add each patient and the basic demographic information about them by hand. We were able to upload that quickly in a CSV file. So that saved our reviewers a lot of time. And as a note, we accessed REDCap on iPad tablets when we were on site at the facility, and we did have 3G connectivity for them during this project. But REDCap recently added an app where you can enter data without internet access, so that's a really great feature as well. So when the reviewer started reviewing each medical record, this is what the form would look like. You'll see that a lot of the patient's demographic information was pre-filled from the CSV file I just mentioned. So that all the reviewer had to do was indicate the start time and record their initials and then verify the information below. And here I've just included some screenshots of the actual CDC tool that we adapted to REDCap, just as some reference. And the next stage was documenting the patient's vascular access. On this form, another great feature of REDCap and other software like it is that you can use logic to add or remove fields that you need. So here you'll notice we checked that this patient had a graft, and then additional questions about that graft then popped up. but you don't see questions you don't need about a fistula that they didn't have. So that was really helpful. And this is kind of zooming in on that feature. Another great thing about REDCap is the supporting documentation you can include. You can have extra text, links, or images, and here I've kind of shown an example of that. We had an explanation of with the NHSN definition right at the reviewer's fingertips while they were looking at the record, which was really helpful. And sometimes the terminology, especially for like pus, redness, and swelling, it was really helpful to have that additional information right from the manual there. We also had a link to the manual and a calendar, an image of a calendar, which you often needed when you were applying some of those rules with dates and everything. So that was really helpful to have that right in front of you while you were looking at the record. And this is what the form looks like for IV antimicrobial starts. So I am walking through, this is how the reviewer would actually complete the medical record review. And if they did identify an IV antimicrobial start, then these questions came up. And I'll note that these questions could be repeated up to 15 times if needed, because the patient could have multiple IV antimicrobial courses during the 6-month period we were looking at. And again, that's what the CDC form looked like. Here's the form similar for positive blood cultures. We collected the pathogens, up to 3 different pathogens. And the other information that was collected on the NHSN event form. And I also want to point out at the end of each of these events that the reviewer identified, they were asked, should this be reported to NHSN? So that's when they're considering the 21-day rule and thinking about that. This is before we're even thinking about whether the facility reported it to NHSN. And we kind of wanted to blind the reviewer to that information until later in the review. So I'll also show how we did that. And then just like the other ones, this is the pus, redness, or swelling tool. To kind of zoom in, the reviewer needs to indicate which access was affected by the symptoms as well. So our final form on the patient summary side was this patient summary form. So another great feature is that you can use REDCap to feed back data you just filled out on a previous form, and you can see it repeated on this. So the beginning of this page, we see the patient's name and medical record number repeated, as well as the information that the reviewer already documented on the other pages. And it's nice to have that in front of you when you're trying to make some of these decisions further on. So first we would summarize the vascular access types they had in place. And then we would go through each event that was identified by the reviewer during the 6-month period. And so this summarizes the start date. It's a little hard to see here. The start date of the IV antimicrobials, and that it was identified, the reviewer said this should be an NHSN dialysis event. So this is the point where the reviewer pulls out the records that were actually reported to NHSN and makes that comparison. If the facility reported it, they enter the event ID and then determine whether it was entered correctly or not. And so we often found a lot of times where the facility reported an event, but there was an issue with it. Maybe the event date was off or something like that. So we went in and specified why a change needed to be made and described that reason. So this is just an example of that. This is a case where the date entered in NHSN wasn't the actual date the IV antimicrobial was administered. So these are just a couple examples of other situations that could have occurred. If a facility didn't report an event, we had this red text come up. That was a reminder that that event needed to be reported to NHSN. We used that to help us kind of summarize our results at the end of our visit, as well as information we actually extracted this data from REDCap. And if we did find a little bit of over-reporting of events. So the last section of this form was that if you looked through and they had reported an event for this patient that you didn't actually find when you were reviewing the records, an over-reported event, that we documented that here so we could address that issue as well. And that was usually through not applying the 21-day rule appropriately. So I mentioned before the interview we conducted with facilities while we were on site, and so we also used REDCap to conduct this interview. The interviewer would be reading the questions off of REDCap in front of them, and what was great about this is that if the facility answered a question incorrectly about the protocol, we triggered additional information that the reviewer could use right then to talk the facility through it. And I think that set a really good precedent for these interviews, that we weren't really quizzing them or trying to catch them not knowing the right information, but that we actually wanted to educate them and walk them right through it. And that information was always available right at the reviewer's fingertips, which was great because sometimes you don't have the exact protocol memorized down to a T, even if you have a great understanding of it. REDCap also has report functions that we utilize during this project. You can build reports ahead of time that then you can generate on demand when you're out doing one of these reviews. So we had created reports that would generate a list of events that had errors for a facility, over-reporting and under-reporting of events. And we used this when we were finishing up that interview and wanted to let the facility know just really generally and briefly like what we found. Were there tons of errors? Did we, you know, we didn't find anything at all that was a problem? And it was nice to be able to generate a report on site that we could use for that kind of feedback. We also created other reports to assist in just the general project management if there were records that need following up on and recording maybe how many visits we completed, that sort of thing. So that was very helpful. And another thing I wanted to mention was how simple it is to extract your data out of REDCap. We use SAS to do our analysis, but you can also easily extract REDCap data through other common software systems, which is really nice. And a note about SAS, you get a format file that comes with it, so it's not just a bunch of like ones and zeros. You actually get what that meant in your project with the appropriate formatting. So it makes it really easy to run when you run your quick analysis frequencies, that kind of things. You get all the extra explanation there too, which was really helpful. And we actually, once we extracted that data from REDCap to SAS, we created a SAS program that actually generated a summary letter for us that we distributed to the facilities. And it actually came out looking just like this, nicely formatted in a Word document. And on this, for each of the different types of events, we summarized how many we found and then how many were not reported or had been reported appropriately. And it was really nice to have this summary information. But we also used SAS to generate a table that had all the specifics, told the facility exactly what changes they needed to make. And if anyone's interested, we can share this SAS code as well. But this is the feedback facilities got, and it was really helpful for them to not only see the events that had any issues or errors, but we also summarized the events that they reported correctly, and so that feedback was really helpful. And a couple other notes, REDCap projects can be shared really easily. You can share the entire project and database with a CSV file or individual forms, like I discussed, with a zip file. So it's very simple for me to share our Tennessee project with another state that has REDCap, and you immediately get all the details and forms. And finally, just acknowledgments for all of this work that we did in Tennessee. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Does anybody have any questions or comments? You know, this is like Miracle Grow. You know, you put it on, it'll grow any plant. You know, it's pretty amazing. Yes, name and rank, serial number.
Sure. Well, I'm Kelly. I'm from Arkansas. I'm probably ranked pretty low. So I just want to commend you for a great project. I think this is really inspiring as we go out to do data validation on how we can operationalize that process and make it standard. I'm a little familiar with REDCap, and so I was interested in how you had three reviewers. Did you assign, I know you can assign different chart reviews to each person. Did you use REDCap to do that, or was there any issue of overlap or knowing which charts they were supposed to review? And I was kind of wondering how you managed that.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we were actually connected to the internet when we did our project, and REDCap has a feature built in that if I tried to open a record that another reviewer had opened, you get that feedback that you can't view or edit that. So it wasn't a problem for us, and generally we just kind of divided and conquered informally. We didn't use REDCap. You can use REDCap to assign records to individual people, but since someone else might need to follow up on one of those records, we didn't use that feature. But with the app, where you're actually doing your data entry offline, you would need to plan ahead a little bit more for that, just because then when you're uploading again, you might have issues if you had, changes to two records.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Sam, California. Thank you very much. Those were really, really interesting. I just was wondering about the one system that, dialysis system that did centralized reporting.
Mm-hmm.
If you noticed, were there particular problems with that system or with those reports? Because we try to think of sort of best practices around reporting. We have the same problem with, mm-hmm. you know, not getting reports from hospitals and things like that.
Yeah, we did some analysis by the different LDOs, and I don't have that in front of me right now, but I know one issue is getting that communication of those positive blood cultures to the right person in corporate to get it reported. So that was like, not only did they need to get it from the hospital, but they had this additional barrier of sending it off to another person. So that was one thing that I noticed. And also just that, like, they're not, dialysis facilities know their patients so well. You know, we're here reviewing records that were a year old, and they could recall that particular infection and what that was going on. And so I think that disconnection when someone that's not there at the facility is trying to capture some of this is, it just, they're further removed from that situation.
Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you. You know, this could be a great thing, I think, for all sorts of data collection, I think, right, since before, you know, ICAR visits and all sorts of stuff. So, great. Thank you so much.